Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, August 14, 2012, and this is United Master Executive Council Communication Committee Vice Chair Jeffrey Tarnas reporting. Effective with the September schedule month, the 767 ME Main Deck First Class Galley Premium position is now available for bid as the G Galley position. Flight attendants working this position will receive premium pay pursuant to the terms of Section 5B2 of our contract. Flight attendants who fly this premium position beginning with the September schedule will automatically receive this compensation in addition to regular compensation. If you worked the premium position on the 767 ME aircraft in June, you should submit a paper FAC for a pay adjustment. If you worked this position in July or August and have already submitted a DSP FAC for IDs worked, you should submit a paper FAC for your pay adjustment. And for all flight attendants and flights in August, you should submit a DSP FAC for compensation. In those circumstances where the individual awarded the G position is not available, the open premium position is filled consistent with the provisions of Section 9F7 of our agreement. Unless dated, Americans will go to the polls to elect president, one-third of the United States Senate, all 435 seats in the United States House of Representatives, and various state and local officials. As workers in an industry that is heavily regulated by federal government, decisions that affect flight attendants' daily lives and working conditions are often made in the halls of Congress and by federal agencies. It is our responsibility to carefully consider for whom we will vote and how those individuals will represent flight attendant interests. Over the past several years, and even the past several decades, we have all witnessed how vital it is to have members of Congress support our flight attendant profession and a strong, secure aviation industry. The next Congress could debate weakening long-standing protections by allowing international carriers to fly point-to-point in the United States and serve the domestic U.S. market, which could be devastating to United Airlines and other domestic carriers. Additionally, the next Congress could liberalize foreign ownership rules, allowing more Virgin America-like airlines to compete with strong union carriers. For these reasons and many others, it is imperative to have friends in Congress and in the White House that understand our unique workplace, recognize our roles as first responders, and the last line of defense on board the aircraft. They must be willing to stand up and fight together. To be clear, we are not talking about supporting candidates based on political party, but rather we should vigorously support candidates who are on the record for supporting our flight attendant issues. The first step in participating in the upcoming election is to be sure you are registered to vote. We have updated a number of valuable resources on our website that can assist you with registering to vote if you are not already registered, updating your information if you need to do so, and how to early and absentee vote if you won't be able to attend a polling location on election day. We have more information for you in the weeks to come, including the ability to register to vote at your domicile through an AFA-sponsored Get Out the Vote table. We encourage everyone to register to vote, become educated and informed on how candidates have voted previously and supported flights and issues, and participate in the 2012 elections. Earlier this year, we reported on our cross-utilization of cabin seat jump seat authority between United and Continental flight attendants. We have heard reports that some Continental pilots have mistakenly told United flight attendants that their permission is required for a United flight attendant to CGA on a Continental aircraft. We have requested that United provide a clarification to all Continental pilots regarding our contractual negotiated CGA language, and United management concurs that pilot permission is not required. Until clarification has been made, we encourage you to use the information regarding cross-utilization of CGA on our website. We have concluded our editing with the company for our new 2012-2016 contract. The document is now at the printer, and we expect to review the first proof of the document soon. Once both AFA and the company approve that final document from the printer, it will be printed and distributed. We have made the proof from the printer available on our website to download. We will update you as the progress continues, and the printed contracts are available to you. On August 3rd, 2012, pilots at both United and Continental, represented by ALPA, announced that they had reached an agreement in principle. Both parties are now working together to put the agreement into actual print, which will then be reviewed first by the ALPA Joint Negotiating Committee and then presented to the respective Master Executive Councils, MEC, for their review. Details that will not be available until the process has run its course, and we will update you when the additional information is provided to us. Yesterday, the machinists announced that had agreed with United Management to enter into expedited contract negotiations with the assistance of the National Mediation Board, NMB, for 34,500 United employees. Their goal is to achieve a joint labor agreement by November 15, 2012, and if new contracts are not reached, the parties have agreed to jointly apply for mediation to combine all contracts into a single agreement for all classifications. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.